What a glorious Sunday evening. I'm sitting outside under a lean-to, listening to the rain, looking at the incredibly dimmed, dusky sky, full with grey clouds, with sunlight above it. And somehow the colour in the air is heightening and amplifying the greens of the trees and the grasses, the shrubs, the flower leaves, the herbs. Everything is just popping with bright greens, and they're not all the same green, different hues of green. It's amazing when one thinks about it, how many different colors one sees when all around me I see quite a lot of green, but they're so different. Some of them almost look luminescent and others look dark, like cavernous shadows. It's warm outside. The humidity obviously breaks when it rains for a bit. My four little ducks are enjoying the rain shower, walking in a row right now through the grass in the backyard. They were nearby recently, digging through the grass for some bugs and things. And they've decided to go and check out the opposite section of the yard. Our little lamb Snowflake is hanging out further down the lean-to in the back, out of the rain and weather. In fact, she has found a chair that she likes, so she jumps on that and lies down and waits out the weather. She's staring at me from time to time to see if I'm going to stay or if I'm going to go back inside. There is some lightning and some thunder, but it seems to be in the distance. I love how during rain and during snow, everything stops for a while, sort of pauses and waits. It's like a forced waiting. Sometimes I think within myself I need to do a forced waiting. Things I'm impatient about. Things I want to force to make happen that aren't in the right timing yet. And these moments remind me about the importance of an epic waiting. And it's not that you're doing nothing, it's just that you're, in certain regards, waiting. And in that waiting, it's quite an amount of rest that can happen and recuperation and pondering and reflecting. The different surfaces that the rain hits is causing a symphony of its own kind. We have the broken roof with moss growing on the edge that has created a sort of riverbed funnel where it falls down directly, quite heavy in one spot, onto the concrete of the backyard slab before the grass patch starts. Then we have the long, very, very industrially long metal ladder that's leaning up against the side of the house, against the edge of the lean-to, that eventually will not be needed there when we finish the second story upstairs, but the rain hits that quite metallically. We have the rain hitting the grass with the wide blades, the bushes in the grass with the wider leaves, almost like a slapping We have the rain hitting some metal chairs in the backyard on the concrete slab. We have it hitting some wooden boards above me with the lean-to, the temporary lean-to. Isn't it beautiful? All the different sounds together. The light breeze has just wafted through the backyard, just sort of shifted in like a thin veil and cooled me right off. How unexpected. The chickens are quiet, hunkered down in their roost, even though the door is open. Earlier today, I saw some of them having a dust bath in the area where the longhorns usually rest at night. The one lone rooster in his own space, because he gets beat up by the other roosters, is not in fact hiding from the rain. He's sitting on top of his space, completely getting soaked, his wings tucked in, his chest reaching high to the sky, and his eyes closed. He must be enjoying it. Isn't it interesting how, even for me, even the animals, when it starts to rain with the thunder and the lightning, we all become quiet. Vocally, we become quiet. Physically, we become quiet. It's like a reverence, isn't there? Without even being told to, we become quiet. I love that. I desire to be more quiet. I think sometimes I say things throughout my day to different people that I regret saying. May I learn to be more quiet. I think a spot of tea is in hand. I think I shall go and have some tea. Isn't this beautiful? I wanted to share this with you.